Our final piece this week introduces bookmakers Peter and Donna Thomas. Not the kind that place bets. The California couple makes handmade books and bet that people will enjoy them in the age of the Kindle. The Thomases are traveling the country in their gypsy wagon to spread the word about book arts and stopped recently on the IU campus. Artwork's Adam Schwartz has more.
A white Dodge Ram pulls up in front of the Lilly Library, pulling a colorful 19th-century style gypsy wagon.
All right, we made it.
Peter Thomas and his wife Donna open up the wagon for their one-hour stop on the IU Bloomington campus.
To explain what we're doing.
The Santa Cruz couple has been making books by hand for 35 years. Now they're touring the country showing their books and giving classes in the book arts. They call themselves the Wandering Book Artists.
Why we say the Wandering Book Arts? We're as book artists traveling around the country showing our books to people and talking about what the book arts are, because it's a new form of art that not everybody is completely aware of. Here, come on in if you want to take a peek. We're always welcoming visitors. That's part of the deal of owning a gypsy wagon. You have to let people look.
This is so cool.
Inside the cozy wagon, two collections of miniature books are on display, each book small enough to fit in the palm of your hand.
These are your books?
Those are our books. Those are some of the miniature books we make. We just put out the miniatures today.
Yeah.
Go ahead, you can pick them up and look if you want to.
The books are entirely handmade, from the paper the text is printed on to the bindings.
It's amazing. They're so tiny.
Donna Thomas hands me a miniature version of Walt Whitman's Song of the Open Road.
That's a 3x3 book.
A 3x3?
Mm-hmm. 3 inches is the maximum a miniature book can be.
In
the definition by approved by the Miniature Book Society in 1983.
Each page holds a small reproduction of one of Donna's watercolor paintings. Printed on Peter's handmade paper, the reproductions retain the look of the original watercolors.
So we printed, in the print shop with the letterpress.
Yeah.
You can tell it was printed with a letterpress because the letters have depth that you can see and feel with your fingertips. Using the 15th century technology of a letterpress is a painstaking process, but Peter believes the extra labor is worth it.
There's limitations with letterpress. You only have a certain number of fonts you can do. They have to be laid out in a certain way to actually get them to print, so that creates a different aesthetic.
So did you hear about us being here because of your history of the book class?
We just got out of class. I heard about you last semester.
All right.
And came by to see you.
Michael Truren, a master's student in library science at IU, says he feels fortunate that he happened by the wagon between classes.
It's not so much the miniature format that I think I like, but I'm really enamored with the idea of books as a vehicle for artwork, rather than just being a medium to contain artwork.
You know, the question that people always say is, what's a book? I used to know, but things, they're really changing. So has anybody seen a book?
Some of the books the Thomases create don't look anything like books. In fact, Peter is playing one of his books right now. He buys old ukuleles, saws them in half, and mounts a book he and Donna made inside.
Now, if you want a book that will look like a book made in days of yore. That's like Babylonian times, right?
They've created these artists' books in such shapes as a steam locomotive, a camera, and an old woody station wagon.
A regular book is just information. It's a story. It's really about the thing inside, the words, whatever information. But an artist book is really about the whole experience of looking at the thing. It can be a book that can't be opened, but it could be about the beauty of the cover, or the cover could just tell the story itself.
Next stops for the Wandering Book Artists are university libraries in Louisville and Knoxville. There, they will continue to dazzle 21st century students with 15th century bookmaking technology. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Adam Schwartz.
Aha! And you just see me open up my book, and there's a book inside. My ukulele, I mean.
Learn more about the Wandering Book Artists, see photos of their books, and read their blog by visiting our website, wfiu.org/arts.